And with us in the studio this morning is Peter James. He's the administrator at Great Expectations School. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Well, aside from the fact that you had a board meeting this week, let's talk about the other good news. Your ranking as a charter school and across Minnesota schools with the Department of Education's multiple measurement rating. In 25 words or less, explain what that means.
Well, it won't be 25 words.
I know it won't, yes.
And with me, it never is. But in this case, it's much more difficult. Last spring, we talked a lot about the state's waiver from the No Child Left Behind accountability measures, the AYP, or Adequate Yearly Progress criteria and consequences. The state was required to put in a replacement system for that. What it created was a system that has four, the multiple part of the system, measures four different components depending on the nature of the school. The first is pretty straightforward. That's a repackaging of the AYP elements that measure proficiency. How proficient are your students in meeting the academic requirements, the learning standards for particular grade levels?
And this is in math and reading?
Math, reading, and science.
And science, okay.
The second component is growth. How have your students grown from year to year relative to how students across the state of Minnesota have grown? So if your students are making better than average growth, even if you're at a low level of proficiency, you get rewarded, or credited at least, with making progress. The third component is the closing of achievement gaps. And I say gaps, there are multiples. The state measures the performance of what we consider majority students, the relatively affluent white general education student, against the performance of a set of racial and ethnic subgroups, socioeconomic subgroups, and special education students. There are gaps in those levels of performance. And what the state is hoping to do through this system is identify and begin closing those gaps so that those students who historically have been disadvantaged are performing more closely to the state average. And moving up in academic performance as well. And then the fourth measure, if you are a high school, you also get measured on your graduation rates. Mm-hmm. So depending on the type of school and your population, you will be measured against all those four.
And you took the brass ring.
Well, yes. Two things, I think, you know, my Protestant upbringing saying, don't brag, don't get...
You know, oh, that ethic, okay.
You know, it can't be too good. We are very happy for what...
Because you were ranked number one.
We are the highest-rated charter school in the state, correct. And that's great news, and it's wonderful. Looking into it, what makes that up? One of the huge components, obviously, is our proficiency and the level of proficiency, and we're not where we want to be, but that is relatively high. The second is growth. And we had a large level of growth in our last year, in part because we took a pretty good hit when the state switched over to the MC3. So we had a bigger dip, perhaps, than other schools. We rebounded very well, but it showed a very high rate of growth. As I explained this to my son, he said, Dad, you can't be the most improved player every year. So we anticipate that we probably won't be able to continue to grow at that rapid rate. Our test scores won't, you know, continue to rise and rise and rise, especially as we, you know, maintain high levels of proficiency. So it's not as though the numbers are meaningless. They certainly aren't, and we're grateful for what we've been able to accomplish. But we're not setting our sights on the number. The numbers, of any set of numbers, can't tell the whole story of a school and what it does.
Well, that may be true, but you also rank number fifth across the state of all public schools.
That is true also. You're trying to get me to blush in here, and you can't see that on the radio. But yes, we are very happy with what we've been able to accomplish. And we I guess, are encouraged that the things that we've tried to do at the charter school, smaller class sizes, a focus on social and emotional development of children as well as their academics, of integrating curriculum areas to make them relevant to students, looking at different learning styles, multiple intelligences, having an effort to reach different types of learners, all those things, I think, have resulted in greater student success. And we're hoping that those kinds of things can be, you know, moved and extended to all kinds of learning settings.
Well, that'll give you something to talk about, if not crow about, at your open house.
It will. And that's kind of an exciting piece. As you know, and anyone who drove by this summer knows, we added a small modular building in the last 6 weeks of summer. And it's up and running, and the kids are in there, and it's great. And we'd like to invite the community to visit the school, tour the new facility, maybe ask some questions and see what's going on at Great Expectations. So we're going to have an open house in celebration of our 10th year, which this is our 10th year, on 10-10, October 10th. Between 4:30 and 7, stop on by for some cookies and juice and a little tour.
That sounds great. I noticed we always talk to you about things like enrollment and that kind of thing. And let's end that because I know your enrollment is steady and good, and which is obviously because you had to get a temporary building. But I also noticed that ISD 166 enrollment is considerably better than what they had originally projected. Is there some trend going on here that we can all... Is this one of these deals where a rising sea lifts all boats, or what?
I don't know. I think our community is growing. I think we've seen more young families moving here. I think that's a great thing, as people have chosen to be here. I think as we create excellent educational opportunities, people see this as a place where, regardless of other factors, they know that their children will get a great education. I think as 166 has... you know, grown and developed and is continuing to improve, as we've seen Osh-Gilgamesh and Birch Grove as charter schools at the east and west ends of our county provide opportunities, you know, for their local communities. I think people are seeing that that this is a place where their students can come, learn, and excel. And I think that's good for everyone.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but before I let you go, I talked earlier this week with Joe Buttweiler from Arrowhead Electric on a little bit on the progress of broadband, and he's saying that they expect to have that complete by sometime next year. Should make a difference?
I think it'll be a great addition. I'm thinking that, like we use technology currently, it will be a way of enhancing and provide opportunities for us to grow our the options that we have in reaching different students. I'm hoping that it will transform you know, some of our secondary educational opportunities where we can begin to connect outside of our local community. And I think those are the things that we're excited about.
Okay. Peter James is the administrator of Great Expectations School. Thank you for stopping in, Peter. Congratulations to you and the school. And 10-10. Open house.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Okay. All right, bye.